Okay, I'm here with Lauren and Emma, who did their very first Key Stage 4 flipped lesson on the conditional today. So first of all, ladies, the video. What did you think of the video that we made to teach you the conditional?
I thought it was really, really good because it had everything in it that we needed to, and it gave us independence as well because, you know, it was there, we had to go find it, and yeah, it was really helpful.
Okay, cool.
I did find I had to watch it several times, like, just to get it in my head, like, this is this one and this is this one.
Yeah, so did you pause it and watch it again?
Yeah, I had to pause, and like, when I was answering the questions, I had to go back over it
just to double check. Did you make any notes as well as those questions in the video? Okay, so you made your own notes as well as doing your homework task.
I had a bit of lined paper and I was noting down things as well.
Okay, good. How do you feel about those verb endings and what the conditional means? Do you think it's gone in your head that way?
I think it has. It was just like practice makes perfect.
So. Yeah, okay, good. Lauren, same for you?
Yeah, more so than maybe if we were sat on a chair and having it talk to us that way.
Exactly, that was my thinking, we that's why I thought we'd do it like that. Yeah, because I thought if I'm stood there and I've got 25 of you watching me, how many of you have I got the full attention of? But maybe if you're at home in your own room, maybe you can concentrate better then. Okay, cool. What about the lesson? Did you like the fact that I moved you in different groups and moved you around with different people, or do you hate that? Do you like your own seats?
I liked moving it around because it was a bit different.
Yeah.
And the people you're working with were like the same level as you, so you didn't really have a weaker member because everyone was like contributing ideas and you didn't really have to tell one person what it
is. Yeah. So were you at the same pace on your table?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What about you, Lauren? Your table looked slightly different.
it was nice, you know, because I wouldn't have ever picked them to work with. So although like I like sitting with my friends, I think I actually sat down and got the work done a lot more than if I'd maybe have been sat where I wanted to be. So I actually probably learnt a lot more that way.
Okay. You two are both quite studious and you're pretty hard workers and you have that natural ability and that want to do well. How do you think maybe other people in the class coped with that, me turning it upside down and going, right, you've got to do some work now?
You could really see the people that hadn't done it or didn't want to do well, and you could see the people that, you know, had done it and, you know, knew what they were doing.
Yeah, okay. What do you think, Emma?
I think, like Lauren said, it was quite clear, like, the people who are, like, motivated and want to get good GCSEs.
Okay. So if they hadn't done it, they were stuck, really, weren't they?
Yeah.
They, you know, they needed me to go around and tell them the answer, which I guess from my teaching point of view, maybe normally when I stand up in front of you, that must be what I do. I must give you the answers and away you go. What about the activities in the lesson? Were there too many? Was there not enough? Were they too hard? Were they too easy? What do you reckon?
They were challenging, which is good.
Yeah, you had to think about them. It wasn't like, oh, we could just could write that down.
But then it wasn't something that you'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, because we obviously saw stuff on videos and we had to kind of use our knowledge.
Okay.
So it gave us almost independence. You know, if you've done it, you know what to do. If you haven't, then you're stuck.
Yeah. Okay. And did you like that I could spend some time with you as a table?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer me sending you something and then answering your questions and wandering around a little bit more?
I liked how you spent time with the table because it felt like it was more personal, like teaching, like, and you could just like get on with your work and try to work it out before you came around.
Brilliant.
So just going straight to answering questions.
Thank you. And Lauren, what do you reckon?
Well, because we're all a similar ability, there'd be things that we all wouldn't know, rather than maybe some would know and some wouldn't, and you'd have to go and tell. So it was really nice, you know, you being able to come over and tell us all one thing or to help us in that way.
Cool. Anything else you want to add? Would you want to do it again?
I would. I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Actually,
okay.
Because it was different.
Yeah. But do you reckon that's something you could do every week or every 2 weeks, every month, once a term?
I would say every week.
Yeah, but I think after a while it would turn into normal lessons.
Yes.
So you'd have to like swap it and like do in like different activities. So like maybe just 1 week all like listening and all like speaking.
Brilliant. We've got lots of different ways of making videos as well, so we're
I thought
keep
that
it.
Was quite good
video. Yeah, we're trying different ways of doing that as well. Thank you very much for your time. That is brilliant.